16 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. Good evening, everybody. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
We're joined by the remainder of the crew, the Cobra, Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. We have Fact Spotter coming up here in just a bit, so stand by for that. Get your entry into hardline@theticket.com if you would like to participate. But we were all shocked and saddened at the tragic passing, at the news of the tragic passing of a country music legend. And with more on him, here's Cobra.
That's right, Mike. Gary P. Stewart Newman has a new record out.
What? Show the man a little respect. He's dead. I'm going to do you like you did everybody about Payne Stewart, because I like this guy.
Blew his neck off.
Gary Stewart has shot himself in the neck trying to kill a gator who entered his house.
Oh, man.
And he blew his own neck off.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know who he is. You guys were the ones who wanted to do a segment on this guy.
Well, this is E! News Jr.
You are the E! News correspondent.
Okay.
This falls to you.
Gary Stewart, who at last count was in his 50s.
58.
He had long curly hair. He played rhythm guitar, as I've learned today. And he loved the drinking song. He loved the old good time 70s drinking.
You know what? If I were to have to pick out my five country music, favorite country stars of all time, mm-hmm. he's in it. There is no question.
Mike?
He doesn't rate that highly for me, but I liked him.
You did like him?
Yeah.
Did you guys both see him?
I've seen him minimum of 50 times.
Your widespread.
The only act I've seen more than him is Willie Nelson. But I've seen him at least 50 times.
You?
Never saw him, although he came up here one day and played.
At the Ticket?
In the Hayes Gray Cafe over there.
On the for hard whom? Line?
No, not on the hard line.
Who was he playing for?
For the Wolf.
Oh.
For that Justin Frizzell back porch fairy.
Oh, hey, Justin.
How you doing?
Good.
Good to see you. Howie. Hi, Psycho. Gotta go.
Oh, see you, Justin.
All I got. See you down the road.
Okay. So he decided that life wasn't worth living and it'd be a good idea to shoot himself in the neck.
Well, it's the damn gators. Do you blame him?
No.
Gators!
We're gonna cheapen this man's life.
It's sorry, isn't it, Greg?
It is.
You like him, too?
Yeah. I like his songs.
I like his songs, too.
His voice is a bit of a beating.
But he was a country music guy who stayed true to it. He didn't follow trends or try to change with the times. What he did was what he did, and
he fought
stayed
gators.
With it. And for a period of about 4 or 5
gators.
Years... He was one of the top acts around. I mean, just...
Grego.
He was. I'm telling you.
What years was this?
In the mid-70s.
What years
in the mid to,
this?
In the mid to late 70s, he had like 7 or 8 number one hits and countless chart hits. I mean, he was one of the bigger stars.
But he loved to drink.
Yeah, he did. That might have done it.
Do you think that alcohol was involved when he blew his own neck off?
I don't know. I wish he hadn't done it, though, because I liked him. But the guy was good.
You wish you would have done it the traditional way of sleeping pills or...
No, I wish he hadn't killed himself.
A hanging?
Yeah, good old-fashioned hanging.
Wish he hadn't killed himself. It was good.
Lynching.
And, I mean, he sang the old country music. Let me tell you.
Let's listen
honky-tonk, hen-house country music.
That's right. He was known as the Honky Tonker's Honky Tonker.
I've never heard one song of his, so let's listen to some of his brand-new stuff.
No, it's not brand-new. This is... His classic hits.
What's this one?
Well, let's start off with one of his big hits, Drinking Thing.
Just give Psycho the track.
That's number one, Psycho.
What year is this?
Probably 73, 74.
Every day I tell myself it's temporary.
Can you guys hang on? Let me listen to this. Let me soak it up. The man's dead.
But it's
come on.
Let me listen.
Almighty.
Another man.
is he singing like that?
Shut up. Man doesn't have a neck. This.
What she done. And it's a lonely.
All right, let's go to cut four.
Maybe he blew his neck off because he was trying to blow a hole through there to make it quicker for the tequila to get down to his liver.
Could
what
be.
Are what are you doing?
Classic song. This is She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Doubles, Cobra.
Another drinking song.
I've seen men look at her before and they think I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger. I pour myself a drink somewhere.
Big hit Out of Hand next.
Wait, what's the woman's name in On Golden Pond? Katharine Hepburn? That's what he sounds like.
No, he doesn't.
The loons.
Cut six. He is shaky.
Cut
the
six.
Loons.
He's shaky.
Then we'll play his big hit after this.
But wait, why don't we start with this big hit?
No. What is this?
This is Out of Hand. I thought this was his big hit.
No.
Is alcohol mentioned in this song too?
Probably. Let's see.
Talky talk music, man.
So?
Your name.
Tell you what, there's not a son of a bitch out there that can touch you now. And that includes Tug McGraw's kid.
He's buried.
They all wish they could sing like this.
Always been true except for you. Not even a one man stand. Out of hand, out of hand.
That damn gator, he is out of hand.
Damn gator bit my hand.
Keep me going. Then this gold wedding band. You're my kind of woman. I'm your kind of man.
Nice.
Maybe that's the reason it got so out of hand.
It's a good song.
You know, one thing
they're all good songs.
One thing I don't like is you got the freaking chorus of Jordan Ayers singing background vocals all
that's
the time.
That's why he's a lot better.
Don't need all that.
A lot better. All right. Good. Now, here's his big hit. This right here was another one of his number one hits. Cut 13, Psycho. Whiskey Trip.
Oh,
you know this
what
one.
A shocker.
This is
Snake.
A great song.
Gators and whiskey.
I can almost see me now. And Acapulco.
Oh, God.
A great Whoa. Song. Don't laugh at it.
Stop it.
And makes the palm trees sway.
Stop doing that. That's how he sings.
The ocean in the bottle says loving her is just a sip away. Taking me a whiskey trip. Loving her with every sip. I'm just like a sailing.
This song is bigger than these others?
Oh, yeah.
All right, this is a huge hit.
For the winds to blow, a whiskey, you're a friend of mine.
Is he rich?
You can blow.
Well,
drink it all away.
Yeah, probably did.
Really? How do you drink your money away?
He did it. Let me tell you. All right, Psycho, go to cut 15.
What is this?
Flat natural born good timing man.
Sounds like Skinner.
I know.
Hey, they.
They what?
Stop dancing that way, Mike.
I'm ready for anything come Saturday night. Got my two jones on. The dance floor's their home. I'm just a honky cat honking down the honky tonk.
Give me Toby Keith.
You're not even close.
Hey. Well, them good looking. Toby Keith isn't as bad as y'all think he is.
But he ain't no Gary Stewart. They all wish they were him.
They do?
Yeah. But Gary Stewart's not a good-looking guy, slick-looking, all muscled up.
Was he not?
No. No. He's just a regular guy. Go to 7, Psycho.
What is this?
Single again. Classic honky tonk. See, I'm like country music could still play it like this.
What do you mean they don't?
No. It sucks.
Everybody has a neck these days.
Shut up, Kevin.
The Gator doesn't seem to be as big a player these days,
no,
does he?
No. Why did he torment those people so badly back in the day? That's an acquired voice.
Just a classic country voice.
Why is he so shaky?
Yeah.
Because he was probably high, Danny.
No, that's his style.
Hello. I've got two divorce lawyers on my back. Single again.
I mean, it's a cool sound. I'll give him that. These are cool songs.
Back on the streets again.
Where would I hear this now?
You won't.
No country goat, maybe?
Yeah.
Country goat will
y'all
play it.
Do y'all play that Psycho, Gary Stewart?
Yes, we play it.
And Psycho hates him.
I can't stand this guy.
Why?
He whips me. I hate that shaky voice.
I love Gary Stewart.
Uh-oh. That's the equivalent of the hand part. We better move it along.
Did it say anything in the paper about notes or anything, why he did it?
Nah, no. He was a tormented guy, man. I mean, he was...
Where did he do it?
Like I said, I saw in Kentucky, he was a hillbilly, man. And he grew up real poor. Just had a little bit of talent. Like I said, out of the 50 times I saw him, not once was he ever on time. Ever. I mean, he'd show up when he wanted to.
If he showed up at all.
If he showed up at all. I've been to several. I went several times. I went, didn't show up.
It was a 50-50 proposition with him.
Wow.
A buddy of mine, Michael Jeffrey, the best guitar player you never heard of, played with him for some time.
Said he was tormented, so unreliable.
Yeah.
So you think he was a boozer from 15 all the way up till his death?
He was. I saw him one night so drunk. Drunker than anybody I've ever seen in my life. Kind of a funny story. He was playing this club I was working at, and I was kind of helping him move him in, you know, and he was supposed to play at 10, and it's like 12 o'clock. And the place was sold out, and...
Well, what club is this?
A place called Cowboys in Fort Worth.
Were you rodeoed out that night?
You bet. So...
When was this?
This is probably... Oh, gosh. Early 80s.
Good timing, Grego.
Yeah.
Back when you were useful.
I had my gold nugget bracelet on and gold nugget Texas ring. I was ready to roll. So, anyway.
Sapphire Coke spoon.
So, anyway, it was just diamond. Anyway, so. So, his manager called up and said, hey, look, we're on our way. We're on our way. This is before cell phones. And so I could hear him, somebody in the background, like, yelling. And, like, okay, all right, okay, when you get here, just pull up front, we'll get you in, whatever. So, about 30 minutes later, this Lincoln Town car pulls up. And Gary Stewart, he didn't wear like the classic, you know, boots and jeans and all that. He always wore like a sports jacket. It was usually like a velour or velvet or...
Blue blazer?
It was always a blazer. And then he had on like, it wasn't a cowboy hat. It was kind of like one of those
floppy hats. Like an Indiana
hats.
Jones hat.
Yeah, exactly.
A dirt farmer?
Kinda. No, it was it wasn't a cowboy hat at all.
No, it was like an Indiana Jones hat.
Yeah. And so he pulls up, and the guy said, okay, Gary's here. Now, where do we need to go? I said, okay, well, come with me, and I'm going to take you through. So he gets out of the car, and he was all dressed, had his, I guess, his stage outfit on.
So he's, like, coming in the front door of this
coming
place?
Coming in, side door.
And he's got to walk through the crowd and stuff?
Not through the crowd, but just a side door, and then the stage was kind of to the side when you walk in. So I said, oh, go this way. So he gets out, and he goes, just tell me where I need to plug in, because I play rhythm guitar.
And I'm like, well, he had his guitar around his neck.
When he got out of the car, his guitar was around his neck, and he was like, it was electric guitar, and so he was like playing it. And he goes, I play rhythm guitar. He goes, just tell me where I need to plug in. I go, okay, well, we got to go through this door. Then it's the stage. He goes, hey, all I got to do is plug in. I'm ready to go. I've already warmed up. I play rhythm guitar. and then we're walking through there, and, God, he could barely walk. Man, he was sloshed. I mean, he's kind of swerving. I go, man, do you need any help? He goes, nope, I play rhythm guitar. And he said it like 4 or 5 times. And then so he's walking up the stage, and then the place goes nuts when they saw it was him. And then he had to walk up like, it wasn't like a ladder, but it was kind of like these little step-like things that you had to walk up. You know, little metal things. You ever seen those where you mm-hmm. put them on the side of a...
Yeah.
And, of course, yeah.
He fell?
Fell right over.
Was there
fell right on. And the place was clapping and going nuts for him and everything. And then I'm kind of like standing on the side of the stage.
Oh, sure.
And he just kind of looks over at me. And he just mouths the words, rhythm guitar. And winked at me and went over there, plugged in, and never missed a beat. Put on a hell of a show.
Danny, let this be a lesson to you, too.
Right.
Play rhythm guitar, man.
20 years from now, when you try to kill yourself by blowing your shins off.
Well, the great Gary Stewart.
Gonna be missed. 58. Don't care what anybody says, he's gonna be missed.
Fact Spotter time right now. That is next here on The Ticket.